From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continue, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatening ties between the two countries, which are on opposite sides of the Syrian civil war. French President François Hollande has vowed to crush the army of fanatics, as he put it, who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, about the obstacles to preventing terrorist attacks like the events in Paris.
I think the point to remember when you're dealing with this kind of terrorist threat is that the bad guys have to get lucky just once, whereas the forces of goodness and truth, the forces of law and order, have to be vigilant and successful all the time if we are to stop any attacks. So, of course, after an event like this, everybody immediately looks at the intelligence and the traces they're left behind to see what more we can learn about who they were, where they came from, who tasked them, and what further risks and threats there might be.
It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vest and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations. In all, 130 people were killed, well over 300 wounded. Enormous crowds greeting Pope Francis in Uganda today as he delivered the first ever Mass in that country. He's on the second leg of his African tour. Later, he'll hold a rally with young people, visit a charity, meet with religious leaders before moving on to the Central African Republic tomorrow. This is VOA News. At least 21 people were killed, dozens of others injured. It happened in a suicide attack near Nigeria's second-largest city, Kano. A suspected suicide bomber blew himself up in the middle of the annual Shia Muslim procession. A second bomber was detained before he could detonate. He's being questioned. No claim of responsibility was made for the bombing, but radical Sunni Muslim group Boko Haram has been blamed for violence in the northeastern part of Nigeria over the past 6 years. The group wants to create an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria. Meantime, the Global Terrorism Index says Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world. Malian authorities have arrested two men in connection with the terrorist attack that killed 22 at an upscale Bamako hotel. Katharina Hoya is in Bamako with details.
Amadou Sango of the Ministry for Security and Civil Protection says a cell phone found at a hotel led to arrest of two Malian men. He says this new piece of evidence, this item, we hope it will bring the investigation forward. He said the two suspects were picked up by Malian special forces in Bamako. Gunmen entered the Radisson Blue Hotel the morning of November 20, firing indiscriminately at guests and staff. Survivors says they then headed for the two uppermost floors, specifically looking for foreigners. Authorities still have not identified the bodies of the two gunmen killed during the siege. Katrina Haye for VOA News, Bamako.
Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi Arabia-led coalition of targeting civilians in Yemen, saying the kingdom and its supporters in the West have failed to provide answers over the killing of civilians. United Nations says about 5,700 people have been killed in Yemen in the fighting, including more than 2,600 civilians. They're also saying that about two-thirds of the civilian casualties were killed in the airstrikes. Philippines received two new fighter jets from South Korea today, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippines Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. The purchase of the F-A-50 fighter jets made by a Korean company is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Philippine military modernization plan is focused on supporting the armed forces and their shift to from domestic needs to external security, country boosting surveillance capabilities and maritime awareness activities amid Manila's simmering dispute with Beijing over the territory in the South China Sea. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.